Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
No!
Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Kamala Davy Harris, do solemnly swear.
I, Kamala Davy Harris, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office upon which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
A lot of barriers were broken today, people. A lot of glass shattering. She broke so many barriers. She is the first woman vice president. She's the first African-American vice president. And she is the first African-American of South Asian descent to be vice president. And now I'm wearing pearls. I will wear pearls for the next 4 years is what I will do. I will wear them for Kamala. That is amazing. And with a 50-50 divide in the Senate, she's going to be breaking a lot more than glass ceilings. She's going to be breaking a lot of ties. A lot of freaking ties. We got a, as of 4:30 this afternoon, we will have a 50-50 Senate. Yes, everybody, today is the day that we also get our first Jewish senator from Georgia. It is the day that we get our first African-American senator from Georgia, and it is the day that we get our first Latino senator from California.
Oh!
Oh my God, this is so, dare I say it, American! Jesus God. So automatically, Kamala Harris is the most important vice president in the history of the United States of America, not just because of all the glass ceilings she broke, not just because of all the barriers she broke, but because she is going to be breaking a lot of ties. You know, she is the Senate tiebreaker, and she is next in line to the oldest president ever. Let that sink in. Here you go, everybody.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
Office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
I gotta say, that was the biggest Bible I've ever seen in my entire life. That was huge. That was really big. Wow. All right. So just so you know, the order of things to come. Whew. We survived the assault on democracy. Well, some of us did. 400,000 of us did not. Yeah. So now we have to make sure that as few as possible of us actually don't join that list, you know, or join that list. So the morning began. The president, the president of the United States, Joe Robinette Biden, went to St. Matthew the Apostle, St. Matthew the Apostle Church. Anybody remember the church that Donald Trump worshipped at before he was? Yes, it was the Mirror. For whoever said the Mirror, you win. That's right. That's correct. That's the only place he ever worshipped, in front of a mirror. But it started that way because Joe Biden is a devout, church-going Catholic. He really is a church-going person. I don't know how the evangelicals, I guess they fetishize the fetus and, you know, your children were all flotsam and jetsam. I don't know. Because, you know, we have starvation in America. We have hunger. We have a hunger crisis, one in five kids, you know. But anyway, the assault on democracy, we survived it. And that makes us the greatest country in the world, because other countries don't survive assaults on democracy from demagogues and things like that. But anyway, here's how things go. So we started out at church. Obviously, we went to the inaugural. Did you see Lady Gaga, everybody? Did you see? Man, that dove, that peace dove breastplate with the, that thing set off metal detectors all over the Capitol, I'm sure. Well, that was huge. That was quite the, you know, gigantic, made Madeleine Albright's pin collection look kind of simple and understated. I bet you Lauren Boebert was jealous because her Glock doesn't set off as many metal detectors as Gaga's, you know, breastplate did. And then we had J-Lo who sang, This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is My Land, and America. The stars are out. Do you know, America is safe. It's just, wow. It was, and tonight there's going to be a special, a TV inaugural special, because, you know, you can't have all these bulls. Just dangling out there. You can't because of the COVID. So there'll be, and it's star-studded, man. You're going to have Tom Hanks hosting it. You have Justin Timberlake, which has Jessica just like, oh my God. Oh my God. She is the ultimate Justin Timberlake / NSYNC fan. It's really kind of creepy, but so be it. I raised her right. And you know, you're going to have like so many, amazing names. The Garth Brooks. For God's sake, for the love of Pete. Do you know, and they're all coming out for democracy, basically, is what they're doing. And to, you know, just say, phew, that was close. So, but in the meantime, Biden, you know, they went and they laid the wreath on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And then Kamala is going to go to the Senate and she's going to swear in Alex Padilla from California, who replaces her as she had to resign her Senate seat, and she'll swear in John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock from Georgia, which is beautiful. And then Biden is going to go back to the White House. I hope they had time to do a very deep, deep stench removal, you know, a deep one. I hope it was super, you know, deep, because I don't know. I mean, but we have two viruses in our country. You know, you have the COVID one and then you have the hatred, which is, you know, spreading throughout the nation. But Biden is going to sign 15 executive orders today, day one, 15 of them. He's got a suspension of federal student loans until September 30th. He's got one asking for the CDC to enter into a moratorium to cease evictions through the month of March. He's got, well, there's just so many, 15 executive actions, one to stop foreclosures as well. He's going to remove the Muslim ban. Oh, gross. He's going to continue counting non-citizens in the census. He's going to give the Dreamers protection from deportation and require that work permits still be issued to them as long as they qualify under the requirements laid out when they first applied. Ending the national emergency over the border. He's going to start the process for the enhanced relief to Americans, the stimulus payments for millions, tens of billions of dollars for rental, housing, food assistance. I mean, he's got, and that's just the tip of the, I mean, there's so much that's going to happen today.